everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And if you're on an archive of Station 2, and here we go. Let's clear the dates. So if you're in time with this date, January 28th, 2017. Oh, here we go. Let's clear the energy out this date. Boy, I'm already starting to yawn. It's a heavy day. Must be a lot of people connected to the 28th for some reason. Boy, it's really heavy. Almost makes my chest not want to work here. So breathe. So here we go. Let's clear this. So one, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Man, it's still heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. This feels like somebody lost something, like a loved one. Feels like despair. Feels like everything is going wrong in your life or something, or something like that. It just makes you kind of want, like, depression. This would be like the day of depression for some people out there, I guess. I don't know. Maybe we can see what's going on the 28th in previous years, possibly. That's what it feels like. Like, all your hopes got sunk. Oh, treasure chest on the boats in the water. All out there got a hole in it, and all of your personal treasures went down into the sea. It's gone. So, let's, if our co-host is on tonight, oh, I got to do some more. So let's energize the light beams, everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And they got to work overtime for you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. I had to probably get some chocolate. We'll sneak some up on the light ship there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. Coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. And now if you have a situation going on, if you're dealing with being desperate or despair or depression or something, let's release that from you. So here we go. Release that energy. One, and think of a situation that you have that you don't like too much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. We'll go to the light ship probably about a quarter till on the hour here. And our co-host, Ann. Ann, are you out of the control rooms? Room with all the powder and the clothing and getting your voice tuned up?
Yes, I am, Ron. I'm all right out of my voice lessons and all glammed up. Thank you. So, yes, everyone, welcome. And if you're new, a special welcome to you. You're listening to Ron Ametron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you're welcome to send an email with a question, testimonial, comment, and room request for our visit that will be later in the show to Creation Lightship. Also, you could be getting a healing you'd like to request for that, because the light beings will work on a physical healing for you, and you'll want to be prepared to say that out loud or write it down when the time comes. We've already been getting some room requests, which is great, so thank you very much. So, Ron, I have a couple of things to say about how you were clearing the date at the beginning. Listeners actually had written in, and this might be some of the reason you were feeling that heaviness. It's Chinese New Year. It's the anniversary of the Challenger accident, and it's the anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, which sort of sounds positive, but really was not for most people involved. So there's three pretty negative situations that are today's the anniversary of. So that might be causing people to feel very heavy. Do we have to do any other clearings around those issues, Ron, do you feel?
I don't know. It almost feels like Armageddon, you know, just complete despair, like your world's coming to an end. Hopes and dreams are, you know, longer there. Kind of what it feels like to me. So let me do a clearing for that, in case you're feeling that. So here we go. Think of your situation, you know, that you're dealing with. So let's clear that. One. Jeez. I never had a show this heavy to start off with. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. We'll just try that there and see how it balances out. Okay, Ann, back to you. Anything new and exciting out there?
It's interesting. We did have someone write in that they basically feel like their life is falling apart. They feel desperate financially. A lot of things going on for them, and they are doing healings. They're on the website, and they are doing healings, but they're asking, you know, do you have any other requests? So judging by how you've been feeling our energy tonight, Ron, perhaps this listener isn't the only one having troubles. Are there any healings you can recommend if you feel that despair or like your life is falling apart?
Well, the first thing is to get off the timelines that you're on, okay? As the timelines, if it is a despair timeline, then that's going to be pretty heavy for you, because everybody who's in despair will be on it somehow, some way. It might be different types of despair, but it's still, you know, the heading would be despair. This feels like a lack of hope. So I don't know. I gave away that hope clarion at New Year's, or basically, on the 7th, people who was on the call. So, man, by all means, do that clearing. You have to probably get the unlimited, because you already did it once, I think. So, you know, you need to get the unlimited hope, but that should probably help you out a lot. From there, to be here now, you know, you just want to get off of those timelines of expectations. That's what it sounds like, something was going to happen and it didn't, or something. The check's in the mail, but it never arrived, something like that. A lot of anxiety. That's what it feels like to me. So you want to get off of that timeline where you're hooked up to everybody else having a situation. So that's what I would say. Start doing timeline crashes for your particular incident that you're dealing with. And remember, everybody else is on the same timeline as you if you're on that timeline. So you're getting their energy. Well, to be here now, am I in a heart drop? Do that a bunch of times. On the despair timeline, then typically despair normally, deals with money at times. Oh, maybe you need more funds. You don't have it. Like I said, the check's in the mail, but, it got lost. So you want to get into manifestation, get in the now and manifest money if you need money, you know, financial crisis or something. So you want to get off that timeline. So just think of different words that you could use because words, how can I say this? Okay. The words themselves, even though it could be, you know, another type of despair, like lack of money is one timeline. You know, like the checks in the mail got lost would be another one, even though net result's the same, but that the words are how they key you, okay, and attack you. So you want to do something with maybe lack of money, feeling sabotaged maybe. All these things, you know, is what I would say you'd probably want a timeline crash. So look at the incident and then find other words that sort of have a similar meaning. Because remember, you're on all these timelines. That's what I would suggest. Maybe there's about 10 different ways to look at your situation on timelines, and you just only thought of one of them. And, you know, you may clear that one, but maybe other ones are stronger. Once you clear one, you may get more insight on what to do and, you know, to release more energies. So that's kind of what I would sort of suggest. Like when we talk about doing that, what I call, you know, the negative affirmation here in a sense, you know, you have to love it out of your life. You know, you first start off with your condition, and then how does it make you feel? Well, making you feel is how they take you. Feel despair, feel like you're going to die, feel like your pet's going to be without an owner. You know, your children aren't going to see you anymore. You know, your grandkids you miss, you're going to be missing. This is all if you happen to, you know, kick the bucket, you know. So just look at the situations of what you're dealing with and how other words can be used on a timeline crash. And you have to do a timeline crash for each different type of wording. So, you know, maybe do 1,000 of each one. And, you know, don't do more than 2 clearings at one time on your computer. Oh, and also don't do somebody else's name on your computer when you're doing yourself. Oh, back to you.
Great, Ron. That's very helpful. And I love, too, just the very simple idea of doing the be here now and the loving it out of your life process that you've taught us, because unfortunately we've all felt that way at one point in our lives. I believe I love to feel like some people never felt that way. I think most of us have, and unfortunately you get in that circle. It's like you feel like it's desperation, I guess. You feel like you just can't get out of it. So, you know, that simple running the be here now is so powerful, and the in addition to timeline crashes, and also the love it out of your life. So thank you, Ron. And somebody wrote in, thanks, Ron, for clearing today's date. I was having a hard time finding my bearings in the now today. Felt like extremely strong emotional transmissions of hopelessness and despair. The clearings at the start of the show were relieving and also helpful to know I'm not all alone in this hole. These shows make a huge difference. Thanks.
Yeah, so you just know that you know, like I said, find other ways to look at your condition, your timeline crashes on it. Just say that for some reason nobody else is on that timeline but you. You probably wouldn't even notice much of the energy on it, even though you're on the timeline. But remember, the other people's energy, that's the problem, is their energy coming back into you. Okay. So, you know, that's the whole problem with timelines, is that you take in other people's energies, because they're all going to be in that, you know, despair or whatever it is, hopelessness. And you only maybe have, you know, a slight charge on it, but once you get on that timeline, now you got everybody else's crap on you. You know, that's what I say when you watch TV. And, you know, let's just say you're watching a football game, for instance, okay? I don't watch sports at all. I have no interest in it, but, you know, one side of the bleachers is Team A, then one's Team B. When cycling attacks on everybody, think of those poor players out there, you know? And then you turn it on and you start watching it. All of a sudden, you've got all that energy of all those people in the grandstands attached to you. So, and, you know, you don't even know that, you know, typically. You just think you're watching the game. And remember, things don't always happen instantly. As you get older, basically you die of all of the problems or illnesses that you, or, you know, viruses, et cetera, that you've had in your life. The one that you never healed gets you. And, you know, from there, how are the emotions carrying these energies, you see? Because emotions take away your spirit from part of your body. So the part that needs to be healed now may be contaminated with your crud by watching that football game. And now that part of you is dying, but you don't know about that because you're really not tuned into your body. Spirit left to sit up. A negativity here. You thought those thoughts, you know, and I'm out of here. Even good thoughts. Your body is going to be out of balance also with good thoughts and happy thoughts and everything. That's why you want to be neutral. You want to not be in the emotional roller coaster realm of duality. Remember, the duality is going to kill you. So, back to you.
Great, Ron. Thank you so much. There's another email here that I feel kind of could keep us in the same track, kind of, and maybe expand on it a little. Dear Ron, on the January 21st show, you mentioned that the laws that apply to mind energy were actually borrowed from source energy. This was an eye-opener for me. Could you kindly guide us on how to manifest using source energy? The first step, as discussed, would be to do the mind-to-heart drop every hour. After we enter the heart space, how do we set the intention for what we want to manifest? Do we command the spirit to assist in bringing in what we would like to manifest? Thank you.
Very good question. The first thing I would say is that your body wants to do the manifestation, okay? Your spirit is just going along for the ride. Well, the spirit can help you with source energy. That's what it's here to do. So your spirit gives you source energy, but your body, you know, is allowing you to manifest it because your body wants to have it. So you think about how you manifest up mentally. You think about something, you know, I want to get that ice cream cone or something. Think about it, and then there, oh, your mind takes you on the trip to get into your car to drive over someplace to buy it. You pay for it, you have it, and then you feel satisfied because your manifestation, you know, you're able to get it. What would happen if, with the same manifestation, you go to the store, maybe you're out in the boonies, you know? You got to drive 10 miles to go to a store, or even further, but we'll just say 10 miles. Oh, and it's a windy road. So you are excited. You want to get your ice cream cone, and your saliva's coming out like a dog, you know, drooling, you know. And you get to the store, you get the ice cream cone. Maybe it's one that you got out of the freezer. Reach in your pocket, and you go, oh man, I forgot my wallet. And all of a sudden, how do you feel? Are you going to beat yourself up for forgetting your wallet? You're going to feel angry with yourself. Right away, that puts you on these other timelines, okay? But your manifestation worked because you did get the ice cream cone, but you can't eat it, okay? So that could be a whole new, genre there. But what you do is you first, since you're living in time, that's what you're dealing with. Otherwise, nothing would have any meaning to you. You wouldn't care if you had an ice cream cone or not. Oh, because you're living in time, that's where all your desires and wants come from. And that's duality. What's the old saying? The Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away, something like that, you know. So all of a sudden, duality, you're looking at things outside of yourself, but what you want to manifest. Well, that's what you do, is you manifest something from outside of yourself to bring it to you. That's the law of attraction. And so, the way source energy works is you look at something that you'd like to have because you're now in source energy, and its source energy is just a different manifestation, but it's still source energy. And you just bring it to you, and it's instantaneous. It works all the time. You don't have to worry about trying to figure out how to get it because it's already there in front of you. and it's instant. So what you do is you look at stuff, actually what you want to have outside of your stuff. For when you go outside to get groceries, you know, at a store, for instance, you're now living in duality because now you have to choose what brands you want, everything else. But there you obtain what you want to get. Now, if you were in source energy and you had your grocery list, probably wouldn't matter to you what you actually picked up. Okay? So you could be picking up because you're assuming that everything is made from source energy. Oh, you know, you go down the aisle and you're buying a can of something, and maybe there's 10 different brands of the same product, and you really wouldn't care which one it was because you've already found it. But you're assuming that all these products would be the same. They all have source energy in them. Different color labels, different manufacturers on the label. So, you know, this is where the duality comes in. So now you already know which brand you want. So you can say, okay, I want to get the one from X, Y, and Z company. So now you're in the moment, and that's all you're going to look for is X, Y, and Z. And you go down the aisle, and there it is, and you pick it up. It has source energy in it for you. But it's an automatic situation. You don't have to go hunting out through the store for it. You'd probably be drawn to it instantly. Well, hopefully that would help you. But it's the same manifestation. It works the exact same way because the darkness copied the light. Except what they give you is a mind now to have discernment, or I should actually say not really discernment, to have judgment. And unfortunately, because all the products out there are created with judgment, some have maybe more or less source energy in it, and some may actually be harmful to you, or other ones may not. Well, that's what the dark side did for you, that they gave you a lot of choices, and the choices now could harm you. Instead of just having one choice, I'll have maybe hundreds. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. I'm sure that was wonderful, and thank you, listener, for that wonderful question. I'm sure that was very helpful to her. Okay, we just got a comment in about that. Ron, that's so profound. To lose someone in a snowstorm and running after other illogical person who doesn't care. So I guess that's that person's having those problems. Extremely healing. Wonderful concept. Thank you. I am grateful.
Great.
I just wanted to add something, Ron. It's a little off, but when you were talking earlier, and we've been talking about people having problems, you did mention depression early on in the show, despair and depression. And I wanted to remind everyone that if you have the death barcode clearing, Ron has essentially turned that into two clearings, and what you do is you log back into the death barcode clearing, if you've done that one, and you clear depression barcodes. You just write depression barcodes after your name, and you just keep running it. And Ron has said we might have multiples of the depression barcodes. Do you remember that, Ron?
Somewhat.
You kind of said that, you know, even if you're cleared and you've done a lot of healings, the way you might get taken down is through that kind of low-level depression. That could be like bottom.
Yeah, the depression is the underlying energy here to take you out. Well, if you can get everything else removed from you, the energies there of what you're dealing with, we'll say, all of your stuff, all of your negative situations, comments, et cetera, that you're dealing with on a daily basis, and all of your judgments. Once you get rid of all of those judgments and everything else, then all of a sudden you're going to see, wow, my foundation is full of depression. Okay? That's what they build upon. Well, that's the thing that you want to clear. Probably after you clear out your regular stuff, you want to clear depression. And that is on, you can enter that into the death barcode. And, you know, what I will say is make sure that you do the stress death barcode. That's a pre-clearing when you get the death barcode. So you want to go in there and do that one also. Some people forget about that. That's a separate pairing that's included, and definitely do that one.
It is on the same page, Ron, the stress barcode removal.
That's great, but I have people not even do it.
Oh, okay.
And they go, I didn't really see it, or whatever. So, after you do your death barcode, then do that also the same amount of times. If you have five death barcodes or one death barcode, then do the same thing for stress. And then after you do those, solicitor, then do depression. Put that in and just do you the same amount of barcodes for that.
Great. Oh, do the same number, okay.
Same number, yeah. Well, it's already half past. What a fast show. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Shell, did you want to do the go to the light ship at quarter of, is that correct, or do you want to do that
correct.
Now? Okay.
15 minutes, yeah.
Okay, great. And again, please send in any room requests that you might have. You can do that through clsquestions@yahoo.com or on the fast chat, and the link to that can be found on the BBS radio station page. Okay, someone wrote in to say they went out and met a new person who had glossed over eyes, robotic movements, asked very inappropriate questions, then started touching this person. They finally said, I don't feel comfortable with this, and got up and left. They're asking if you can do a clearing, I guess, to get the energy of this person off of them. They feel they headed their email trauma clearing, so I guess it was rather traumatic for them. So could you talk about that for a moment, Ron, and maybe do a sample healing?
Yeah, so that, on the surface, that sounds like, a good thing to do. We'll do that, and then I'll talk about it. So here we go, clearing away that trauma from this maybe non-person entity that showed up. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Well, that should help. But remember, I want you to look back upon that situation and see if you can see glitches in it. See, look at what happened. Just roll your videotape over again and see if they happen to a changed physical appearance, or if you happen to have been, abducted by this person. Remember that everything's being turned off and on continuously, so did you happen to go for a ride with them when time was turned off and it happened to you? Oh, that's what you want to look at. What did you get involved with? You want to know what happened when you weren't here, as a person may have abducted you to some other place. So if that's the case and you want to do some abduction clearings, maybe you want to get on the alien attack page. That's what I would do. People don't realize that you hear off and on, off and on, off and on to when you're with some maybe creepy person or something. Then what are they doing to you when you're not here? They sent here to act with you, and then also, you want to examine why you were with the person, I'm not trying to guilt anybody, but what drew you to this person if they had glossed over eyes and they act kind of creepy, wanted to fondle you or whatever, Why did you see, first thing, gloss over eyes and you better run, don't walk. That's the first thing. So why did you stay with this person? That's the first thing. That's Mission Lightship 101, But gloss over eyes, adios, amigos. You don't know what's inside of that body. I said, what? Not who, but what? So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We had a wonderful call recently where you removed pins, and we have another thank you testimonial from that call. Dear Ron, thank you so much for the call. There was some problem with the connection here, as I don't think you could hear me announce myself at the beginning, but I was there. This person lives in the UK, Ron, so, you know, I'm sure, as we know, he was certainly on the call, whether he checked in verbally or not. So, felt the energy strongly. A lot of coughing and clearing of the lungs, moaning and groaning even a little. I had tears in my eyes and felt my body squirming and shuddering as things got removed, especially the internal organs and chest, where recently I had had a pain like I had been stabbed there, and also hips and back. Blessings. Hope you had a restful night. I was very tired that night, and the last few days I've been tired, maybe from fighting. I know that this listener also is enlisted into the Special Forces.
That's very possible. Yeah, lots going on. So I was hoping that it would have ended 20th, but it's still going on. So anyway.
Okay. Well, Ron, I think when you say that, even if you don't want to get into too many details, I think it does put people's minds at ease a bit, or hearts at ease, I guess, if they're, for instance, having any difficulty sleeping or whatever, it could be due to that.
And it may even be, you know, you don't have to be enlisted as a time-traveling soldier to not sleep at night, you know. But the energies are, you know, pretty, a little wacky right now. So that's what's happening.
Okay. So I keep going with emails, Ron.
Sure. Great.
What is the cause of baldness? Is it 7-generational? What clearings would help?
I don't know. That's a very interesting question. Yeah, there'd be some point to where... in the generations, you know, the genetics got goofy and you don't have hair. Certain age, that's what it sounds like to me, unless you've been bald for life. So, hard to say how far back you would have to go. Well, I do the special clearing. I didn't do the first 7-generational one, but, you know, maybe try to do some research yourself if your relatives, you know, were bald. You know, may go back... by the way, so it could go back to the 1500s, you know. And then also, what does your body know about being bald? Maybe you did some kind of mantra. Maybe you wanted to be a monk or something, you know. They kept shaving your head, and you go, boy, I really wish my hair didn't grow. So I'm going to do a spell on myself, we'll say. And then from there, you know, doing that, and your hair said, well, yeah, I got negativity here. I don't want to grow anymore. And all of a sudden, from there, it got passed on. So I don't know if, and then it could be from your soul family, too. I don't know if monks can actually, you know, I think they lead a celibate life. So they probably wouldn't have any offspring, but it could be from your soul family. Or they could have attached to you in this lifetime. If you liked looking at people who were bald, I don't know. Well, you know, you have to kind of see where you are with that, but I think it might go back pretty far. Oh, back to you.
Okay. So...
Oh, I was thinking you might even try the religious indoctrination clearing. That might be one that be helpful to you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we have a physical, you know, issue, for like this person wrote in about, is it good to kind of get some information about it? Like, you know, I don't know, you maybe find out it's, you know, you're missing some vitamin or mineral or something, and then go into the more specifics of certain healings, or because you've said kind of sometimes it's good to have information, but also you don't want to go Googling things and getting too much information.
Yeah, well, the first thing is, you know, like I said, check with your, you know, your parents, your grandparents. Were they bald, okay, for instance? Do they have a condition that you have? So if they had it right away, yeah, you're connected to that energy stream, but they have. Well, it wouldn't matter about the vitamins, minerals, or anything else in this lifetime. It can possibly help a little bit, you know, but you have to go back to where the original first cause energy is. Where did it first happen? How long ago? Because that's where the DNA got changed. It's just like, you know, they talk about an elephant, you know, Burkus, they would tie one of his legs, I guess, or something, you know, onto a chain and around a pole, and the elephant keeps walking in circles and circles, and it knows that they can't leave, and then they take the chain off, and the elephant still walks in circles. That would be more like your genetics. Learn behavior, learn something, passed on to you, and, you know, how you're dealing with it, wondering, you know, is it something that I should be having vitamins or minerals for, or should I be doing this, that, or that other? Well, your ancestors have it, because those vitamins and stuff really aren't going to help you. It'd be great, you know, to buy a bunch of stuff, hoping that it's going to do that, but if it's in your DNA and your DNA is corrupted, how are you going to fix anything? Your spiritual blueprint is off. Your body blueprint is off. Oh, that's the way to look at it. Go back and see how far back you have to go to give yourself the remedy to get rid of this stuff. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Another question, and this is somewhat related to what we were just talking about. Now, this person sent in a video, like a YouTube video about this, Ron, so I don't know if you've looked at it, though, because I know you've been so busy lately. But I'm sending you a little information regarding a new healing computer system that was developed in Germany. I wonder if you might comment on the efficacy of the, bad at that word, of this healing modality, if possible. I'm thinking of getting more involved, but would welcome Ron's view first. Of course, it can't do the deep healing of the creation lightship of spirit, etc. I don't know if you know anything about that, Ron.
Well, I have seen people years ago, I guess that, what is it, QXCI machine or something like that. That was popular maybe 15 years ago. People were buying it. It'd be cost them like $3,500 or something. They could be off on the price, but the people thought they were doctors, you know, because they could get this machine and, but, you know, hold a couple bars or something, and it would tell you all about your life and what the, you know, what you need. Well, it didn't really do that. And then what are you hooked up to? You have to look at something as, what is that machine going to transmit to you? A lot of those people who had that machine at the time, they would charge maybe $50-$100 a month for their clients, and they would send them, you know, say good vibrations, you know, by using that machine, because they were supposed to have caught their spiritual frequency or the body energy on this machine. And then they would transmit stuff to you. So they'd have a long clients list, and they would send them energy. Well, first of all, you know, it's electronic. Hello. Next thing is, what's going on with that? And how do you know that machine is proper? I mean, you, what they say it is, okay? Now, you may say it's wonderful things, but if, you know, or like we talked about the little power meter, right, they put on, you know, it's probably fine for most people, but other people are more sensitive and don't like it. So it could be the same thing with this. So anyway, it's man-made, okay, and what's the pitfalls in it? And are they trying to act to you? What are they doing to you? What kind of mind programs are they trying to run? Maybe it's easier because you know, got involved with that machine. I don't know. I probably would recommend not doing it or having one. as spirit knows more than that machine knows. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. That's very interesting. Okay, well, we still have more things for me to read, but it's quarter of. We have some room requests. I've started to put them into the chat box for you, Ron. And if you're ready, we'll go to the light ship.
Hey, so this only works live on this program tonight. And I'd like to have this experience and get on, you know, the BBS show on Saturday. So here we go. And up to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And again, you want to request one particular situation that you have with your body. And here we go. One up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Going to the hot tub rooms and going into the oxygen room, bubbly oxygen. Let's go into room, which is the floating magnets and pain release. I will see what we have here for other rooms. So unicorn room. Here we go. Here's the unicorn energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next room we're going into is, we can do this, where the Earth was created. So here we go, Earth creation room. So there's many rooms there for this. Let's go into the more recent one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room is floating magnets. So here we go. See how your body's feeling now with the floating magnets. They can help to release your pain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room is the boat room. No? Oh, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There's always three particular light beings. And now they're showing up. Oats. Here we go. And another one here we have gold dust room. Gold dust woman or gold dust men. So here we go. This gold dust is coming our way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have maybe a couple more rooms before we come back. So let's go in the room with the dolphins. So here we go. Dolphin energies. You can put your hand out in front of you if you like. You can actually feel the dolphin's skin if you like. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Somebody requested to see some palm trees. Oh, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Everybody, that's it. So let's come back from the light ship, bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants back here with you. And if you notice that you're out of time right now, look around you, physical things. You'll notice that they're not corded you, corded to you, not cording them because source energy doesn't do that. You're out of time, out of time. So let's bring you back into the alien timeline that you live on. Time will be stopped for you. Force energy has no alien interference. So here we go, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All these things around you will tend to look a little different. imperfections in what you're looking at, because... Or you'd look at it and it wouldn't bother you. That's the way it is as it was created. Oh, and back to you.
Okay, thank you. Always so wonderful and peaceful and relaxing to go to the light ship, Ron. We really appreciate it. It's such a gift. Okay, I'll get back to our emails. Someone wrote in on Wednesday's show. You asked us to try out if this is something we need to do, the invisible timeline they're referring to.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I was just watching season 2 of The Flash, in which time remnants, I guess it's about time remnants. I've not seen that show. I've yet to try the invisible timeline crash, but we'll try them both to see what occurs and get back to you. So they're wanting to, share that they're going to do that. And then have you heard of that show, The Flash?
I have not seen it, but I have heard of it, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we could check that out. And someone else wrote in about that as well. I did the timeline with space-time crash for the first time in December, right after I had an accident. I did 2 weeks nonstop. I wasn't really sure how to do it the first week. I unchecked to get all 20 timelines crashed, but I didn't know to put due consecutive timelines. However, I was feeling no pain and no anxiety or fear. I did the second week, plus added some delayed pain from the fall, and that went away within a day, then did the space-time crash. Feeling good, I'm on the mend. I also did the psychic billboard and my unlimited emotional clearing. Thanks. So, and I think this person has written in before, so that will be interesting for them as well. They can do the invisible timeline. Do you want to share a little more about that, Ron, so people can understand?
Your thoughts bring you on the timeline. So, you have a condition, a problem, you stubbed your toe, we'll say, and naturally he's going to be with you. And all that pain allows the aliens, because they want to steal your energy, steal your spirit, or your body energy, everything else. So they put you on multiple timelines that you don't really understand or know about. Living in a multidimensional reality, you're controlling that. They put you onto lots of these realities, and naturally down here, in your one life that you're living, hopefully, you have a hard time getting well because the timelines are crashing upon you, and they keep coming in with the pain. You're living that same life over and over and over and over and over again. Here, you go, wow, why can't I heal my toe? It's still a problem. Well, you get rid of the timelines, they cannot copy and paste that onto you. Automatically, you're going to start to get well. At that point, at some point, you're not even going to know that you have a problem. If you look back upon it, well, then likely you won't even realize that you had it, but your friends will tell you all about it, which is another negative thing, because, I see you're not limping anymore. How's your toe doing? And you go, huh? Nope. And automatically then they're going to likely attack you because your toe's fixed. Maybe they had the same problem that you did. Same day, you both stubbed your toe, and you're healed because you did timeline crashes. And they're still hobbling around. They're going to be jealous of you. How are they going to try to hook up their energy into you? Well, disconnect the energetic cording from those people. Now, when you do timeline crashes, at some point, once all those timelines have to be grabbed by the aliens, then remember, all they do is look at your past history every 10 minutes. Oh, well, what's in your history or her story? Of all the timelines, and then they're not going to know what to do with you. Bringing them this plate, all your goodies on it, all your problems, you're handing it over to them, to the next alien race, and they choose which ones they want to emphasize and work with you on, or your energy. Bit of the plate, it's empty. We'll just find somebody else to deal with. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, wonderful. Question, alien keyword intercept clearing. Can I put words of a similar nature into the alien keyword intercept, or must it be one word clearing at a time? Thank you.
One word at a time.
Okay.
Remember, you're the dessert that you're handing them on the platter. Thank you.
Okay. May I just tell you, Ron, what I've been doing, and maybe you'll tell me it's wrong, but if I want to clear a word or a phrase, I open three windows, and I do the natal barcode first part, natal barcode second part, so they run simultaneously, and then the alien keyword. And however many minutes it comes up on the natal barcode, I do the same number of minutes on the alien keyword. And I keep a document of what I clear. I don't really want to look at it again, but I write down the words, and then I just do that. So let's say I put in a word and it's 70 minutes it's going to take to clear it, then I write in 70 minutes on the alien keyword. And then I just leave it alone. Some days I might do that 10 times with 10 different words, but some days I just do one, maybe, or the date. And then I have it on a document, so if I feel like something's bothering me still, I can go back to it and give it more time.
Yeah, that's fine to me. You can do multiple clearings of different things, like an emotional and a trauma and maybe a mental, with the same issue.
Right.
Oh, you just don't want to do too many of those at once, because how's your body going to respond? Taken away, I feel a big void. I feel, you know, like your wellness or something. But, yeah, you can use one particular name of a situation, you know, but then across the board on you know, different clearings on them at the same time, because that is okay. Just kind of be, you know, a little concerned maybe how your body's doing. You know, maybe say, I can handle this here. Well, I'm dealing with this issue here, and I got these five unlimited clearings. I want to go now into another one, a few of the free ones, with the same word in there, and you run them all at the same time, to just be a little aware of how your body's doing. You don't want to have a healing crisis, you know, to where your body is having difficulties trying to balance itself out. Remember, your body has to get balance. It has to go from having negativity to having none. What's the process that it's going through? Blueprint gets reactivated by your spirit, so there's a lot going on. You just need to, you know that you could have a problem. If you have a problem and you start to take your pain or something, and you get really tired, just cut back on the clearings. Maybe take half of them off, because that's what could happen. Healings aren't going to, it'll cause you harm. It's your body that has to integrate the energy. So that's the whole thing. And just because you did a bunch of them one day with one issue doesn't mean that you can do the same amount on the next day and maybe not have a problem, you know. Oh, remember, you don't know where these issues are stored in you. When you're clearing these issues, you don't know what cells in your body are being contaminated. Let's just say maybe you've done a bunch of clearings and working all over your body, different parts, and you feel better, you feel looser. And you do the next one that happens to deal with your breathing. Oh, you say, well, I've been doing clearings, do 10 at a time, you know, for like 6 months. You do something on another issue, and somehow our side stuck it onto your lungs. All you start doing, you go, man, I'm having shortness of breath. What's going on here, you know? You don't know where they stored that energy in your body. You better just back off, you know. So that's the whole thing. How is your body going to integrate wellness? Everybody's body is different. Because you did a lot of clearings one day with one issue doesn't mean that you can keep doing it. One of them might be more, might make you tired or more detrimental for your body because your body not processed the energy quick enough, fast enough, so you may want to go to sleep. No? Just be, maybe, I don't know if I would use the word careful, but, you know, That's kind of what it boils down to. Don't do a lot of clearings, like maybe on the weekend, especially on Sunday, because very possibly your body may want to integrate this on Monday, and you got to go to work and do a special thing, you know, and your body might just be too tired because you overloaded it with the clearing. You don't know where it's going to be stored in your body. Hopefully that makes sense to you. The whole thing is, you know, you may be, you know, maybe, you know, a few at one time. It's up to you, you know. Well, back to you.
Well, Ron, and that reminds me that you've suggested that we command our spirits and bodies to accept and integrate the Creation Lightship healings that we're either doing on the computer or you're doing, you know, when we go to the lightship. And so many people are really diligent now, I know, about doing the mind-to-heart drop. People set alarms and do it every hour, and that's wonderful. Maybe that could be added in, because I know a lot of us will set up a few healings and then put our picture in front of the computer, go to work, and it mightn't it be helpful to do the mind-to-heart drop quickly and then also say, I command all the healings that are running for me on my computer to be integrated into my body?
Yeah, that's very good, because see, your body is the energy coming to it, okay? And may not understand what source energy is in that location of your body. Your body might think it's a psychic attack coming at it. After many, many times, that's why you have an issue. So you go, oh, you got this issue, and I'm going to clear it out. Well, body goes, oh, crap, another psychic attack coming, you know? Doesn't realize that it's light because it's already programmed not to really want this or these here, in a sense, like been there, done that. And it may reject the healing because it doesn't know about light. Maybe you got 20 years of this negative energy coming to your body, and your body goes, man, not again, you know, not again. And energy is so strong that it takes it over. Now you start putting light in there, and your body goes, wait a minute, I don't want any more energy, so it may reject it. So you want to ask your body to accept the energy. Hope that makes sense to everybody. Because your body does not know what light is because it has darkness in it. They think it's being attacked. Oh. We've got a couple more minutes here. So we have our call tomorrow, our 7-hour conference call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, the call that we do consecutively here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, the show went so fast tonight. We're almost done. I'll get in another question, if I may, though. Someone asks, burning books is not an easy option with bushfire restrictions, etc. Are the cords still released by tearing up the pages?
About a barbecue.
Okay. I didn't have a ton of books, but I had some New Age sort of books when I first found Creation Lightship, and I just threw them away because I lived in an apartment. I couldn't start a fire. And I just commanded all my energy and spirit energy come back from them. And, of course, I didn't give them away because I didn't want someone else to read them. And I hope that was enough.
That sounds good. What you could do, just anybody, is just get something that's printed with words on it, okay? It doesn't have to be a New Age book or anything else. But just get a piece of paper. Maybe you can just go on anywhere on the net and just copy something, right? So now you got a paragraph of something. It doesn't matter what it is. And look at it, and I want you to maybe underline words that stand out in that paragraph. These are the keywords. These are the abduction keywords. So all of a sudden you might see a word that maybe it says balance, maybe it says love, maybe it says something about light, maybe it says candy, maybe it says sugar, you know, all these different words that we use in our vocabulary. Well, these are all keywords. So you might underline all the different keywords that kind of catches your eye, that you feel familiar with. and you can really get a good understanding of how the aliens connect to you with these keywords. Now, everybody has certain keywords that they use, especially your first name. That's a really big keyword because, you know, that's you. So you want to clear those on the, you know, alien keyword intercept. And then what's a little more powerful is the barcode clearing, the natal barcode. Put it in there, too, if you have that clearing. Oh, anyway, so I guess 5 after here. So I guess our show's ending. The L.A. event will be on the 10th of next month, I believe. It's the LAX Hilton. Los Angeles, LAX. So anyway, here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drops. So, and your spirit out loud. You're dealing with your own spirit and nothing else outside of yourself. I'm ringing the doorbell. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. If you're a newbie, go from 10 to 1 backwards. If you've been doing it for quite a while, then 3, 2, 1 is fine. I always do it the long way. And just feel the energy from these thoughts moving from your head to your heart. Oh, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Well, blessings. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. See you later. Blessings, everybody.